English 900, Book 3, Tape 9A, Talking About Daily Habits. Listen. I get out of bed at about 7 o'clock every morning. After getting up, I go into the bathroom and take a shower. Then I shave, brush my teeth, and comb my hair. After brushing my teeth, I put on my clothes. After that, I go downstairs to the kitchen to have breakfast. After eating breakfast, I go back upstairs again. Then it's usually time to wake up my little brother. He can't dress himself yet because he's too young. I wash his face and hands, and then I dress him. He tries to button his own shirt, but he can't do it. My little brother takes a bath before he goes to bed at night. He always forgets to wash behind his ears. I'm always tired when I come home from work. At bedtime, I take off my clothes and put on my pajamas. I get into bed at about 11:30 and go right off to sleep. Now, repeat. I get out of bed at about 7 o'clock every morning. After getting up, I go into the bathroom and take a shower. Then, I shave, brush my teeth, and comb my hair. After brushing my teeth, I put on my clothes. After that, I go downstairs to the kitchen to have breakfast. After eating breakfast, I go back upstairs again. Then it's usually time to wake up my little brother. He can't dress himself yet because he's too young. I wash his face and hands, and then I dress him. He tries to button his own shirt, but he can't do it. My little brother takes a bath before he goes to bed at night. He always forgets to wash behind his ears. I'm only tired when I come home from work. At bedtime, I take off my clothes and put on my pajamas. I get into bed at about 11:30 and go right off to sleep. Intonation. Listen and repeat. I get out of bed at about 7 o'clock every morning. After getting up, I go into the bathroom and take a shower. Then I shave, brush my teeth, and comb my hair. After brushing my teeth, I put on my clothes. After that, I go downstairs to the kitchen to have breakfast. After eating breakfast, I go back upstairs again. Then it's usually time to wake up my little brother. He can't dress himself yet because he's too young. I wash his face and hands, and then I dress him. He tries to button his own shirt, but he can't do it. My little brother takes a bath before he goes to bed at night. He always forgets to wash behind his ears. I'm always tired when I come home from work. At bedtime, I take off my clothes and put on my pajamas. I get into bed at about 11:30 and go right off to sleep. Verb study. Listen. 1.
Get out of bed.
Get into bed. I get out of bed at about 7 o'clock every morning.
My brother gets out of bed at 11 o'clock in the morning.
I got out of bed at 7 o'clock yesterday morning.
I get into bed at about 11:30 every night.
John gets into bed at midnight every night. 2.
Put on.
Take off.
After brushing his teeth,
he puts on his clothes.
Yesterday, I put on my clothes at about 7 o'clock.
At bedtime, I take off my clothes and put on my pajamas.
After he takes a bath, he puts on his pajamas.
3. Shave. I shave every morning.
I've already shaved twice today.
I shaved after breakfast yesterday morning.
He shaves every Monday morning.
He's shaving right now. 4. Brush one's teeth.
I brush my teeth every morning.
Last night I brushed my teeth after dinner.
He brushes his teeth after breakfast, lunch, and dinner.
I brushed my teeth 3 times today.
She's brushing her teeth right now, isn't she? 5. Comb one's hair. After I brush my teeth, I comb my hair.
I combed my hair 3 times yesterday.
She combs her hair many times each day.
I've combed my hair this way for a long time.
He's combing his hair right now. 6.
Dress oneself.
He can't dress himself yet because he's too young.
Then little daughter dresses herself already.
He dressed himself and then he combed his hair.
7.
Button. He tries to button his shirt, but he can't do it.
He buttoned his shirt and then he combed his hair.
This is the end of Tape 9A, Book 3, English 900. English 900, Book 3, Tape 9B.
Substitution drills.
Listen
and repeat
the following sentences.
1.
I get out of bed at about
7 o'clock every morning.
I jump out of bed at about 7 o'clock every morning.
I get up at about 7 o'clock
every morning.
2. After getting up,
I go into the bathroom.
After getting up, he goes into the bathroom.
After getting up,
John goes into the bathroom.
3.
John goes
into the bathroom and takes a shower.
John goes into the bathroom and takes a hot shower.
John goes
into the bathroom and takes a cold shower.
John goes into the bathroom and takes a bath.
John
goes into the bathroom and bathes.
4.
After getting up, I
shave and brush my teeth.
After taking a
shower,
I shave and brush my teeth. After combing my hair,
I shave and brush my teeth.
After getting dressed, I shave and
brush my teeth. After bathing,
I shave and brush my teeth. 5.
After taking a shower,
John shaves and brushes his teeth.
After taking a shower, John shaves and combs his hair.
After taking a shower, John shaves and puts on his clothes.
6.
After taking a shower,
John puts on his clothes.
After brushing his teeth, John puts on his clothes.
After combing
his hair, John puts on his clothes.
After washing his face and hands, John puts on his clothes.
Seven. After that,
I go downstairs to the kitchen
to have breakfast.
After that, we go downstairs to the kitchen to have breakfast.
After that,
I go downstairs to the kitchen to have breakfast.
After that, she goes downstairs to the kitchen to have breakfast.
that?
John goes downstairs to the kitchen to have
breakfast. Hey.
John goes downstairs to the kitchen.
John goes downstairs to the dining room.
John goes downstairs to the living room.
Nine. After eating breakfast, I go back upstairs again.
After eating breakfast, she goes back upstairs again.
After eating breakfast,
she goes back upstairs again. Ten.
Then it's usually time to wake up my little wife.
Then it's usually time to dress my little brother.
Then it's usually time to get my little brother up.
Then it's usually time to give my little brother a bath.
Then it's usually time to wash my little brother's face and hands. Eleven.
What is the time to wake up my little brother?
Well, what is the time to wake up his little brother?
Then it's usually time to wake up her little brother.
Then it's usually time to wake up their little brother.
Then it's usually time to wake up John's little brother.
12.
He tries to button his own shirt,
but he can't.
He tries to button his own pants, but can't do it.
He tries to button his own
coat, but he can't do it.
He tries to button his own sweater, but he can't do it.
He tries to button his own jacket,
but can't do it.
He tries to button his own coat, but he can't do it.
13. I'm already tired to get to work.
I'm always sleepy when I do that.
I'm always happy when I come home from work.
I'm always sad when I come home from work.
I'm always
happy when I come home from work.
Purple.
He can't dress himself
yet because of the lines.
He can't bathe himself yet because he's too young.
He can't brush his own teeth yet because he's too young.
He can't comb his own hair yet because he's too young.
He can't fix his own breakfast yet because
he's too young.
15. He can't
dress himself yet because he's too young.
He can't dress himself yet because he's too young.
They can't dress themselves
yet because he's too young.
You can't dress yourself yet because you're too young.
I can't dress myself yet because I'm too young.
I can't dress myself yet because we're too young.
At bedtime, I take off my clothes.
At bedtime, he takes off his clothes and puts them on.
At bedtime,
he takes off his clothes and puts on his
pajamas.
At bedtime, he takes off his clothes and puts on his pajamas.
Take off your clothes
and put on your pajamas.
17.
I get into bed
and lay out to sleep.
I get into bed at about 11:30 and goes right off to sleep.
He gets into bed at about 11:30
and goes right off to sleep.
They get into bed at about 11:30
and
goes right off to sleep.
You get into bed
and go right out to sleep.
You get into bed and go right out to sleep.
I'm always tired when I come home.
I'm always tired.
I'm always tired at bedtime.
19.
out to the car. I wake up my brother.
Then I wake up my brother. 20.
Oh, when I get up in the morning. I'm usually hungry when I get up in the morning. When I get up in the morning. I'm almost always hungry when I get up in the morning.
I'm hungry when I get up in the morning.
I'm never
the end of tape 9B.
Two.
English 900. Book 3.
Go upstairs and go to bed.
Oh, Mother, I like to shop.
Do I have to?
Of course you do.
And what for the?
Do I have clean pajamas, Mother?
Well, I have it.
Be sure to brush your teeth out.
Yeah, I'll comb my hair, too.
Good night, everybody.
Good night. Don't forget to open the door. We won't. Good night, Mom.
Now.
Children, it's your bedtime.
I have to get up early and go shopping.
I forgot that. I like to shop.
I'll take a bath night, Mom.
Of course you do. And don't forget to look out. I will, and I'll comb my hair, too.
Good night, everybody. See you tomorrow.
Good night.
And go to sleep.
We won't.
Good night.
Good night.
Open again.
Do we have to?
It's still early.
Good night, Mother.
Yes, you're in your car.
Have a good night.
I will,
and I'll come in. Good night, everybody.
See you tomorrow.
Come on, I'm going to open your bedroom window before you go to sleep. Come on. I'll go to bed every morning. Go downstairs. I'll eat breakfast.
I'll put something in
the kitchen. Why can't your brother dress himself yet?
He doesn't dress himself yet because he is too young.
I'll get into bed.
I'll get into bed about 11:30.
Listen and repeat.
I get out of bed at
7 a.m.
After getting up, I take a shower.
After that, I put on my clothes.
Before I leave the house, I wake up my brother.
When he's dressed, we go into the kitchen for breakfast.
Bedtime, I take off my clothes and put on my pajamas.
After that, I go upstairs and get into bed.
I usually go right off to sleep.
Exercise 3. Listen and repeat. My little brother can't dress himself.
My little brother still can't dress himself.
My little brother can't bathe himself.
My little brother can't bathe himself yet.
I get up at 7 every morning.
I always get up at 7 every morning.
He brushes his teeth after he shaves.
He usually brushes his teeth after he shaves.
He hasn't combed his hair.
He still hasn't combed his hair.
He hasn't washed his face and hands.
He hasn't washed his face and hands yet.
I'm hungry when I wake up.
I'm always hungry when I wake up.
I'm tired when I come home from work.
I'm usually tired when I come home from work.
Exercise 4. Listen and repeat. I take off my clothes before I go to bed.
My little brother tried to button his own shirt.
He can't dress himself yet.
She usually combs her own hair.
She still cannot bathe herself.
The children tried to put their jackets on themselves.
You can dress yourself, can't you?
In the morning, the children took off their own pajamas.
Do you eat your breakfast in the dining room?
After the boys get up, they shave and brush their teeth.
John goes downstairs where he fixes breakfast.
After John and I get dressed, we eat breakfast together in the kitchen.
Then I go back upstairs to wake up my sister.
I help her get dressed because she is still too young to dress herself.
You help your little brother, don't you? Exercise 5. Listen and repeat. I brush my teeth.
I comb my hair.
I fix breakfast.
I button my shirt.
I shave my face.
I wash my clothes.
I take a shower.
I jump into bed.
I put on my pajamas.
I take off my jacket. Dictation practice. Prepare to take dictation.
I get out of bed at about 7 o'clock every morning. I get out of bed at about 7 o'clock every morning. I get out of bed at about 7 o'clock every morning. After getting up, I go into the bathroom and take a shower. After getting up, I go into the bathroom and take a shower. After getting up, I go into the bathroom and take a shower. Then I shave, brush my teeth, and comb my hair. Then I shave, brush my teeth, and comb my hair. Then I shave, brush my teeth, and comb my hair. After brushing my teeth, I put on my clothes. After brushing my teeth, I put on my clothes. After brushing my teeth, I put on my clothes. This is the end of tape 9.
Book 3, Tape 10A, Getting Other People's Opinions and Ideas. What do you think? Is that right? Certainly. You're absolutely right about that. I think you're mistaken about that. I like hot weather best. Personally, I prefer winter weather. Do you think it's going to rain tomorrow? I don't know whether it will rain or not. In my opinion, that's an excellent idea. Why is Mr. Cooper so tired? Do you have any idea? He's tired because he worked hard all day today. What do you think of my children? I think you have very attractive children. Please give me your frank opinion. Do you really want to know what I think? Of course I want to know what your opinion is. Now, repeat. What do you think? Is that right? Certainly. You're absolutely right about that. I think you're mistaken about that. I like hot weather best. Personally, I prefer winter weather. Do you think it's going to rain tomorrow? I don't know whether it will rain or not. In my opinion, that's an excellent idea. Why is Mr. Cooper so tired? Do you have any idea? He's tired because he worked hard all day today. What do you think of my children? I think you have very attractive children. Please give me your frank opinion. Do you really want to know what I think? Of course I want to know what your opinion is. Intonation. Listen and repeat. What do you think? Is that right? Certainly. You're absolutely right about that. I think you're mistaken about that. I like hot weather best. Personally, I prefer winter weather. Do you think it's going to rain tomorrow? I don't know whether it will rain or not. In my opinion, that's an excellent idea. Why is Mr. Cooper so tired? Do you have any idea? He's tired because he worked hard all day today. What do you think of my children? I think you have very attractive children. Please give me your frank opinion. Do you really want to know what I think? Of course I want to know what your opinion is. Verb study. Listen. 1. Think. What do you think?
He thinks you're absolutely right about that.
He thought you were right about that.
We think you're mistaken about that.
Do you really want to know what I think? 2. Think of. What do you think of my children?
I think a lot of Mr. Cooper.
You thought a lot of Mr. Cooper, didn't you?
What does she think of my French accent?
3. Prefer. Personally, I prefer winter weather.
She prefers summer weather.
He likes winter weather best, but she prefers summer weather.
Which do you prefer?
Which does he prefer? 4. Work. He worked hard all day.
He always works hard every day.
I work hard too.
My friends work 8 hours every day.
I've worked in New York for 10 years.
Yesterday she worked at home all day.
Last year he was working in California.
Has she always worked in New York?
5. Be mistaken. I think you're mistaken about that.
We thought you were mistaken about that.
Isn't he mistaken about that?
I'm mistaken about that.
Now, repeat. 1. Think. What do you think?
He thinks you're absolutely right about that.
He thought you were right about that.
We think you're mistaken about that.
Do you really want to know what I think? 2. Think of. What do you think of my children?
I think a lot of Mr. Cooper.
You thought a lot of Mr. Cooper, didn't you?
What does she think of my French accent?
3. Prefer. Personally, I prefer winter weather.
She prefers summer weather.
He likes winter weather best, but she prefers summer weather.
Which do you prefer?
Which does he prefer? 4. Work. He worked hard all day.
He always works hard every day.
I work hard, too.
My friends work 8 hours every day.
I've worked in New York for 10 years.
Yesterday she worked at home all day.
Last year she was working in California.
Has she always worked in New York?
5.
Be mistaken. I think you're mistaken about that.
We thought you were mistaken about that.
Isn't he mistaken about that?
I'm mistaken about that.
This is Mildred.
English class.
Book 3.
Take 10 minutes.
Substitution drills.
And repeat
the following sentences.
1.
What do you think?
What do you think?
2.
You're absolutely right about that.
Of course, I'm absolutely right about that.
Naturally.
You're absolutely right about that.
3. You aren't mistaken about that.
You're mistaken about that.
You're not mistaken about that.
He isn't mistaken about that.
6.
I love winter weather.
Personally,
I like winter weather.
Is it going to rain tomorrow?
Do you feel it's going to rain tomorrow?
Do you feel it's going to rain tomorrow?
9. I don't know whether it will rain.
I don't know why not.
I don't know whether I'll enjoy the movie or not.
In my opinion, that's not.
In my opinion, that's a marvelous idea.
In my opinion, that's a marvelous
idea. Why is Mr. Cooper so tired?
Do you have any
idea? Why is Mr. Cooper so happy?
Do you have any idea?
Do you have any idea?
12.
Maybe it's because he worked hard all day.
Maybe it's because he finished working out.
I don't know why.
Maybe it's because he's working late
today.
Maybe it's because he got a letter from his friend.
Maybe it's because he didn't have lunch today.
Maybe it's because he always eats good food.
13. I think you are there.
Personally, I think you are very attractive, children.
In my opinion, you are.
Personally, I'm of the opinion that you have all the
15.
Please give me a 15.
What's your honest opinion?
Please give me your medical opinion.
16.
Do you really want to know what I think?
Do you really want to know what you think? Do you really want to know what you
think? 17.
Of course I want to know what my opinion is.
Of course I want to know what your judgment is.
Of course I want to know what your judgment is.
Of course I want to know what your recommendation is.
18.
Well, I like geography.
But
I prefer art.
I like geography.
Literature.
I like geography, but I prefer music.
But I prefer medicine.
I like geography.
I like geography,
but I prefer the living.
Mr. Cooper is happy because today is his
birthday. Mr. Cooper is happy because today is his wedding anniversary.
Mr. Cooper is happy because today
is the first day of school.
Mr. Cooper is happy because today is the hour.
Listen and repeat the following sentences.
One.
What do you think? Is that right?
What do you think?
Is that right?
What do you think?
Is that correct?
Two. Certainly.
You're absolutely right about that.
Of course. You're absolutely right about that.
You're absolutely right about that.
Three.
I think you're mistaken about that.
She thinks you're mistaken about that.
John thinks you're mistaken about that.
Four.
You're mistaken about that.
You are not mistaken about that.
What about that? Five.
Aren't you mistaken about that?
Isn't he mistaken about that?
Isn't John mistaken about that?
Six.
I like hot weather best.
I like winter weather best.
I like summertime
best. Seven.
Personally, I prefer
winter weather.
Personally, I love winter weather.
Personally,
I like rain.
Do you think it's going to rain tomorrow?
Do you suppose it's going to rain tomorrow?
Do you feel it's going to rain tomorrow?
Rain.
I don't know whether it will rain or not.
I don't know whether John will leave or not.
I don't know whether I will see him or not. 10.
In my opinion,
that's an excellent idea.
In my opinion, that's a wonderful idea.
In my opinion, that's a marvelous idea.
1.
Why is Mr. Cooper so tired?
Do you have an idea?
Why is Mr. Cooper so happy? Do you have any idea?
Why is Mr. Cooper
sad? Do you have any idea?
12.
I don't know why.
Maybe it's because you work hard all day.
I don't know.
Maybe it's because he finished working early today.
I don't know why.
Maybe it's because he
finished working late today. 13. What do you think of my children?
What do you think of my pet dog?
What do you think of my garden?
14. I think you are very attractive, children.
Personally, I think you are very attractive, children.
In my opinion, we have very attractive children. 15. Please give me your frank opinion.
Please give me your honest opinion. Please give me your medical opinion.
16. Do you really know what I think?
Do you really want to know what she thinks?
Do you really want to know what John thinks?
17.
Of course I want to know what your opinion is.
Of course I want to know what your judgment is.
Of course I want to know what your conclusion is. 18. I like geography, but I prefer history.
I like geography, but I prefer art.
I like geography,
but I prefer literature.
19.
Mr. Cooper is happy because
today is his birthday.
Mr. Cooper is happy because today is his wedding anniversary.
Mr. Cooper is happy because today is the first day of spring.
This is the end of
Tape 10B,
Book 3,
English 900.
English 900,
Book 3, Tape 10C, Conversation.
Listen.
Mr. Smith,
we are
very happy to have you on our television program this evening.
I'm glad to be here.
Well, Fisher and I both have questions for you.
We'd like to know your opinion.
Miss Fisher,
do you want to ask the first question?
Thank you. Mr. Fisher, what do you think of our morning newspaper? Would you say it gives us all the latest news?
Yes, I would say so.
I think it's a very good newspaper.
What is your opinion of television?
Do you think that all the programs are good?
No, I don't.
Some of the programs
are interesting, but others could be better.
Please give me your frank opinion about our schools, Mr. Smith. Do you believe our teachers are doing a good job?
Yes, I do. I believe our
schools are excellent.
What about music?
What do you think of modern music?
I guess that is good.
I don't always understand it.
Personally, I prefer the symphonies of Beethoven.
We'd like to talk more, Mr. Smith,
but we have no time.
Miss Fisher and I want to thank you for being with us in our program this evening.
I am sure our television audience has enjoyed listening to your opinions. Thank you and good night.
It was my pleasure.
Exercises. Exercise 1.
Listen and repeat. Is it going to rain tomorrow?
Do you think it's going to rain tomorrow?
Are you mistaken about that?
Don't you think you're mistaken about that?
Was Mr. Cooper tired because he worked hard all day?
Do you suppose Mr. Cooper was tired because he worked hard all day?
Will I enjoy the movie?
Do you believe I'll enjoy the movie?
Can you give me your honest opinion?
Do you feel you can give me your honest opinion?
Is Mr. Cooper angry because he didn't have lunch today?
Don't you feel Mr. Cooper is angry because he didn't have lunch today?
Is Mr. Cooper happy because today is his birthday?
Don't you believe Mr. Cooper is happy because today is his birthday?
Does Mr. Cooper prefer warm weather?
Don't you suppose Mr. Cooper prefers warm weather?
Does she love winter weather?
Do you think she loves winter weather?
Did he work hard all day?
Do you believe he worked hard all day?
Exercise 2. Listen and repeat. Will it rain tomorrow?
I don't know whether it will rain tomorrow or not.
Will John enjoy the movie?
I don't know whether John will enjoy the movie or not.
Will John give you his honest opinion?
I don't know whether John will give you his honest opinion or not.
Will you see Mr. Cooper next Sunday?
I don't know whether you'll see Mr. Cooper next Sunday or not.
Is she mistaken about that?
I don't know whether she's mistaken about that or not.
Does Mr. Cooper prefer warm weather?
I don't know whether Mr. Cooper prefers warm weather or not.
Will you finish working early today?
I don't know whether you'll finish working early today or not.
Did she have lunch yet?
I don't know whether she had lunch yet or not.
Does John always eat good food?
I don't know whether John always eats good food or not.
Exercise 3. Listen and repeat. Judgment.
Give me your opinion. I really want to know your judgment.
Like.
We prefer sunshine. We like hot weather best.
Wonderful.
I think finishing work early before a holiday is an excellent idea. In my opinion, that will be wonderful.
Wrong.
I think John is mistaken about that. Do you also believe he is wrong?
Correct.
Your conclusion is absolutely right about that. I know you are correct.
Naturally.
Of course I will give you my frank opinion. Naturally I will be honest with you.
Exercise 4. Listen and repeat.
Is Mr. Cooper tired?
Yes, he is.
Is he?
No, he isn't.
Do you like my pet dog?
Yes, I do.
Do you?
No, I don't.
Do you want to know what I think?
Yes, I do.
Do you?
No, I don't.
Does she like music?
Yes, she does.
Does she?
No, she doesn't.
Am I sad?
Yes, you are.
Am I?
No, you aren't.
Are we happy?
Yes, we are.
Are we?
No, we aren't.
Was he working yesterday?
Yes, he was.
Was he?
No, he wasn't.
Were we at home?
Yes, we were.
Were we?
No, we weren't.
Did you enjoy the winter?
Yes, I did.